Blog Talk Radio.
Time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar York, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word and from the Word, putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Wake up, wake up, and wake up. Good morning. This is your brother, Oscar York, the voice on the BPRL platform. And this is Chatting from the Word. And we are so delighted to be with you this morning and to bring this wonderful program to your listening ears. We just hope that you have your ears on and ready to praise the Lord, because praising the Lord is what we do here on Chatting from the Word. Yes, it is. We praise Him and praise Him because oh, my friend, are you ready to praise the Lord? Are you ready to give Him some of that love that He's been giving to us all this week? Helping the server, good God, and He's just not good some of the time, but He is good all of the time, 24/7. Amen, amen. Yes, He is. He surely is God. And He is good 24/7. He gave us this day, didn't He? We eat on this side of heaven. Not this all on top of us. He has given all of us on this time sound life another chance, a second chance to make what's wrong in our lives right, and to walk closer and closer with Him. And the only thing we need to do this morning is giving Him all the praise. To welcome all the listeners, if this is your first time listening in, we would love to welcome you to the program, but not just only welcome you to the program, but we would love for you to know that you are our honored guest, and we would just want to thank you for having your ears. And my friend, if you love me, tell your friends about us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, or wherever you are participating online. Share, share, share. Shout it from the mountaintop. Shout it from the rooftop. Let them know that we're here on Chatting from the Word at 9:30 in the morning, Monday through Friday. Yes, we are. Spreading the good news of the gospel. Amen and amen. We want to ask you for your contribution. If you have not turned in your contribution, do so, so that we may keep this fine program going and going. Come on now. If you believe in Christian programming, help us out here on Chatting from the Word, because we are chatting about the Word of God. Help us out here on Chatting from the Word. We don't ask for too much. We just ask you to get at $5 and up. And if you're wondering where to send your proceeds, we do have a account on PayPal. Just go on and pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Now, when you first go to our PayPal account, you may get Oscar York Publishing. That's our company. That's our publishing company. And you can put your proceeds there as well. And, of course, Zelle. You can go to Zelle, G-E-L-L-E, And again, put in name and address, put your little cake, Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com. That is Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com. And we want to thank you in advance for your generosity. And amen. You're listening to Chatting from the Word, and I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice, on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about and putting the all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. And we are so delighted to do just that. We just hope you have your ears on and listening. Amen. And amen. All right. Going okay, He had to just touch bases with them. But you know what? Many churches today are having the same issues that the Corinth church is having today, aren't we? So that's why we need to stay close as we can to the Word of God, so that especially leaders in the church, we need to know that we are leading our people in the right path, not the wrong path, because we can get in the path of unrighteousness, and they're going straight to H-E-L-L instead of teaching them on the path of righteousness where they can be heading to heaven. So that makes a difference, leaders. We need to get ourselves together and teach what thus says the Lord. Of course, our semi-topic is now concerning spiritual gifts, because that's what Paul is talking about. We are at 1 Corinthians. Paul is talking about spiritual gifts. And even today, many are confused about spiritual gifts. And that's what we want to cover this morning. We want to talk about spiritual gifts. Are they given to us today? And if they are, what is their function and the reason why we are given spiritual gifts today? And the scriptures that we are going to use is 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 11, Matthew 16, Mark 16, 15, 16, 20, 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 4, and 2 Corinthians 11, 14 and 15. And my friend, if you have your ears on long enough to hear the chat, we hope that you do. Keep your ears on so that you can hear the chat for this morning. And my friend, that was your snapshot of the program today. Snap, snap, snapshot. My friend, are you ready? Are you ready to get on board this train? The gospel of angels. And if you're ready to get on board this train, line up, and have your tickets out. And if you're ready to get your tickets out, get on board the gospel.
Oh, no.
Isaiah 40:28-31. And here the prophet Isaiah in these words, Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen, amen. Let's keep on putting our faith in the Lord. Don't give up. Keep your faith in the Lord. He will help you through whatever you're going through. My friend, are you ready? So that we may find help in times like these. Will you pray with me, please? Father, we God in heaven. Father, we recognize that you are a great God. At the same time, Father, we recognize that you are merciful, you're loving, and you're kind. Oh, Father, the humblest way we know how, with our heads bowed, heart, minds lifted up to you, Father. First of all, Father, in thanksgiving. Father, thank you for watching over us as we slept in slumber on last evening. Father, thank you for waking us up today that neither one of us had never seen before. But Father, you woke us up. Have a second chance, another chance to make what's wrong in our lives. And Father, we say thank you for that. And Father, we come thanking you for allowing your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to come down from the beauty of heaven, down on this true world, to show us how to love, to show us how to live, and to show us how to connect with you. And he took on the cross and come and said, he knows that our sins might be washed away in his blood. Oh, Father, thank you, Father, so much for that. Oh, Father, we pray for the Uvalde, Texas parents who lost their babies and others who lost mother and father. We pray for all our children who's getting murdered in school. Father, we pray for their parents, Father. Help us, Father, because we need your help at this time. Oh, Father, we pray for the Russia-Ukraine situation. Father, we pray that it be put there, that be an end, and Mr. Putin learn love and stop all the innocent bombings and the killings. Oh, Father, we pray for the condition of the world we live in. Father, we recognize that many stand far distance from you. But Father, will we request that you allow us as Christians that they may see the light and come to Jesus Christ and be in his body. Oh, Father, we come praying for those that lost loved ones. Father, we pray that you comfort them. Father, we pray for those who lost loved ones at the hands of the police. We pray that you comfort them. Oh, Father, we pray for each officer who has given their lives in the line of duty. We pray for their family that you comfort them. Father, we pray for all our careers. Father, we pray that they never make laws good enough to work for you. To make laws for all to live in peace and harmony. Again, Father, we pray for the church as a whole. We pray that you allow us to be life of being others to Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we come praying for all of our listeners this morning. Father, we pray that you be with them through their shortcomings, through their disbelief, and through their lack of faith. Father, we pray that you cast their disbelief where they won't be special from the Lord. Oh, Father, we come praying for our program here, chatting from the Word. We come praying for the chat, all the message today. Father, help us that we may say something to help someone try to make heaven their home. And Father, we come praying for those that are going through some things. We come praying for those who lost loved ones. Lord, I'm coming to pray for those to try to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father, always keep us. In Jesus' blessed name, do we pray. Amen and amen. I want to thank you for praying along with us, for reading our scripture text along with us, and praying along with us. And as always, we hope that we prayed for something that is on your mind. All right. We're moving on. We are moving on. All right, this is our second half of the program. We hope that you still have your ears on, and we hope that you enjoy the morning sitting with Brother Oscar here on Chatting from the Word. We hope that you are really listening, enjoying what you are listening to. Well, this is our second half. We want to welcome you to the second half. And we usually ask for a second donation. We hope that you can. Send in your contribution now, because we really need your financial assistance in keeping this fine program going. And if you can at least give $5, that would be a beautiful day. At least give $5 and up. And we do have an account on PayPal. Just go ahead on and pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, Oscar York. 3443@gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com. Or you can go to Zelle, and do the same. Put in my email address, which is lowercase, Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com. Again, Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com. And we will appreciate that. Very, very much. Now, come on now, get your contributions in so that we can keep this fine program going. Usually at this time, we let you know where you can hear the program. You can get it on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Blog Talk Radio, of course. You can get it from Amazon Podcast. You can listen to the program. And, of course, you can Google it. Just Google us, Chatting from the Word, hosted by Oscar. And you should be able to listen to any other shows that we have listed online. You can listen to either one, or you can listen to the program today. That will be up to you. But we, again, appreciate you for listening in and having your ears on. Amen. You're listening to Chatting from the Word, and I am your host, Brother Oscar York, your voice on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word from the Word and putting that all-important snack. Pop in your Christian walk. And we appreciate that very, very much that you are listening. Amen. And amen.
Now here is our host, Brother Oscar York, with the chat now concerning spiritual gifts.
Amen. Thank you, our announcer. All right, this is the chat, and we are so glad I met you. I know that you're glad that we're at this point. This is the last part of the program where we are chatting about the Word of God, and we love chatting with you about the Word of God. We really, really, really do. And we hope that, you join us in our chat, and as I continue on saying, if you want to call in, you're welcome. That you can add to what we are discussing, you're welcome to do that. Our call-in number is 319-527-6722. Our call-in number is 319-527-6722. If you would love to call in and discuss the issues that we are talking about here on Chatting from the Word, because I believe the world, once you look at it, out right now when it comes to the Word of God. Many are in the low spot, in the low place, and many don't know what to believe, how to believe, when to believe it. Many are just lost because we want to try to rise to the standards of the world instead of rising to the standard of Jesus Christ. So many are confused, many are weary, many are lonely, many are going through so many things because they refuse to live and accept the Word of God for what it says. Many of them are. But before I go on, I'd be amiss if I don't say this. Here on Chatting from the Word, we just don't teach, we just don't preach. But what we do here, we chat about the Word of God. We just want to talk with you. Is that all right? Because we don't want to talk over you, under you, around you, up you, over you. You know what I'm trying to say. But what we want to do, try to reason with you when it comes to the Word of God. Now, if we can reason with our pet dog Rolo to roll over, we should be able to reason with one another when it comes to the Word of God. Can Brother Oscar reason with you this morning, at least for a little while this morning? We only got 20 more minutes to go on the show. And can we talk with you a little bit about the way of Christ, with the Bible, how we should respect him and the way we should be in, especially if we want to make heaven our home one day? Can I talk with you about that for a little while? Well, we are going to talk about it. We're going to chat about it with you. And what we're talking about is what Paul mentioned to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians 12. And here he's talking about gifts. And many of us today, we're confused about spiritual gifts. Do we receive spiritual gifts today? Is the Spirit still in giving spiritual gifts? Did God give us special talent? I believe he does. But I think the problem is, and the Corinthian church itself is having the same problem, many blessed with a certain talent, they believe they was better than everybody else. And many of us do that today, don't we? Oh, man. If brother so-and-so is blessed to have a beautiful voice and can sing, oh, man, we'll use that voice all the time when I sing it. And don't look at brother so-and-so, who really can sing too. Or if brother so-and-so at least good at making money, money, hey, we be looking up to him because we know he can give the money. If sister so-and-so can make a good cake, and that's her talent in baking a good cake, oh, we going to be trying to get on sister so-and-so good side every time. But this was happening here at the Corinthian church because some was blessed with certain talents, a certain spirit that they thought that they was better. None of us are better than each other. I'm not better than you. You're not better than me because you have a certain job. To God, we are on the same level. The fact is, some of us are saved and some of us don't recognize that we need to be saved, being in the body of Christ. But here, Paul is trying to make the Corinthian church understand where us are coming from. Okay? And in verse 4, and if you have a Bible, you can go ahead on and follow Brother Oscar. Paul said, now, There are diversities of gifts, but the same spirit. Paul has many gifts, but it is that same spirit that gives the gifts. Same spirit that gives the gifts. And pretty soon we're going to talk about why. Why do the spirit give certain gifts? And then verse 5 says, and there is differences of administration, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of services. Different kinds of services within the body of Christ. Different kinds of administration. And many of us are so we can work in those services, if I can put it like that. And then Paul said, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. It is diversities of operations. There's many operations within the body. And why? Because the church can grow, so the church can reach out to those who need to be reached out to. And I believe in the church today we're losing that edge because we don't want to recognize many people that have the talent to do what they're doing. Many of us, we want to destroy a brother who's good at something because we want to be jealous because he can do it better than me. Like he comes on the radio. No, I don't think I'm somebody. I just thank God for using me in this capacity to teach and to preach God's word here on Chatting from the Word. Oh, it's not an easy thing. No, to come on the radio. It's not an easy thing to pay these bills. But I do it because I love the Lord. I'm all here because I love him. I do this because I know him. I do what I do because I believe this is my talent to teach. It may be your talent too. But God has gave me this way of putting it out there. Like he has given you a way of putting it out there. You just have to come to the recognition what it is, if I can say that. But many of us are confused today when it comes to the gifts that the Spirit gives us today, because we are all so caught up, others may say, when it comes to the gifts of the Spirit. Yes, we are. We are so confused because the message of God today is so confusing. Because you have so many today is teaching and preaching different messages. They're dividing God up. And God said, God is not divided. Although the Spirit is one Spirit, but he gives different gifts. Different gifts. Different gifts. And what we want to do soon, we want to break those gifts down. But first of all, we must recognize that the content, what Apostle Paul is talking to. Apostle Paul is addressing who? The Corinth church. And what time was he addressing the Corinth church? This was when the body of Christ was new, okay? And we did not have the completion of the word of God as we do today. See, today we have the word of God in its completion. See, back then, the word of God in its completion. And so the gifts that they had then, there's no need to have them today. Because they were giving those gifts so that the word of God may be confirmed. And today, do the word of God need confirming? No, because we have the word of God. It is completion for that confirmation. Turn with me quickly to Mark 15, 15, and 16. And this is where many uses this to prove, oh, I can do this, I have this, I can do that. But here, let me read this quickly for you. Mark 16. And we're looking at verse, well, let me see here, you all. Let's start with verse 15. And here, Mark narrates what Jesus said. And he said unto all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And those three signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink it, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Those signs were there so that the word of God may be confirmed. And I'm saying this because we're going to get off into the many gifts that the Spirit gives. And I believe and I know some of the gifts that Paul has mentioned is not needed today because we have the word of God. The word of God being confirmed. And now if you believe or follow the teaching where they tell you that to prove that you're a believer or saved, you need to follow these signs or have these signs or produce these signs, you're in something that's false. Because listen to the Bible again, please. Listen to the Bible. Because I want to read it because I want you to understand what the Word of God is trying to say when it comes to spiritual gifts. So that you may get a good grist, a good understanding of what Mark is saying here, what Jesus is saying. Okay? Jesus said unto them, go ye all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Preach the gospel to every. Preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. See, many of us even teach have shoes on that because many don't want to teach baptism. Many say all you have to believe. But this is not what Jesus says, does it? Let me read to you again what Jesus said. He that believeth and is baptized, but he that believeth not shall be damned. That believer and that baptism is the same. If you don't believe, you're damned. If you're not baptized, you're damned. So if you're not a baptized believer in Jesus Christ, baptized in water and other spirits, you're not saved. You're damned. So you got to believe and be baptized. And then in verse 17 says, we didn't want to reread this so that you may get a good understanding trying to reveal to me and you. As these signs shall follow them that believe and was baptized. See, that believe is in conjunction with baptism that was before in the last sentence because it said believe and what? And be baptized. So those that believe and that baptized is in the same realm. And I want you to understand that. He that, maybe read again, and these signs, not only believe, but those that are baptized too. Okay? In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. No signs to confirm the word of God. The word of God, my friend, needs no confirming today. It is in its complete state. But when the church was young, when Christ died on the cross, and on the day of Pentecost, when the church finally came with power, they had those signs so that the word may be proven or confirmed, or what they were saying could be proven or that they were teaching God's word. Today we have God's word, as I said, in its completion today, and some signs, some gifts, if I may use that term, we do not need today, as some may teach, even today. Some may teach, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, if you don't speak in tongues, you're not saved. That's a false teaching. Some may say, if you got to put your hand on the sick and they get well, you're not saved. Some may say you have to be able to raise the dead and you're somebody special. That's not what the Bible teaches when it comes to spiritual gifts. I just want to straighten up some things right there before we get any deeper into teaching about spiritual gifts. And Paul says, spiritual gifts. And don't you know with spiritual gifts, a lot of us can idolize people that have special gifts as men do today. Yes, we idolize special people, don't we? We put them on a pedestal like they're somebody great. If somebody have a good message, we think they're great. And I guess it depends on who's giving the message. But I'm going to leave that alone. Suppose I was somebody else, and I'm going to say it to Steve Harvey. Suppose I was Steve Harvey giving you the same message. You would listen to him. Dr. Phil McCraw, you would listen to him. But because it's Oscar York giving the same message, you're not listening to him because certain people we put on a pedestal, and that is true, and we listen to them. If you do that, you're condemning yourself to hell because you're making differences in people that God himself doesn't make differences, does he? God said we're all the same. And if you put Steve Harvey over me because of his status, because of his money, and Brother Oscar is a poor man, you're making a difference there. And it shouldn't be. The message. If Steve Harvey's teaching about the one Lord, one faith, one test, it's right. But if Steve Harvey teaches something different, it is wrong. And that's the difference in speaking what God says in his word. And I guess, as I said, it depends on who's speaking it. And I believe this is the problem here that the Corinthian church was having. Certain people doing certain things, they were better than somebody else. And that is so wrong and that is so false. Even today. And in verse 7, Paul says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. To profit withal. Profit where? Let me read it again. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with God. It's known to every man to profit with God. The Spirit is given to every man. Profit where? In the body of Christ. What's God concerned? The souls of men. So the gifts are given so the church may grow. The gifts are given so many may be saved. The gifts are given so many may be helped. And in some ways, the mind of the apostles do call them help. But here in verse 8, Paul says, for to one is given by the Spirit to another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, of tongues. By all these working, that one and self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. This is the Spirit that gives these gifts. And the Spirit gives these gifts as he will. At a certain time, he gives a certain gifts. And at this time, certain gifts that the Spirit was giving this, we don't need. Okay? Like, as I said, talent of singing. That's a help in the church. A talent where a brother can make money, that's a help in the church. A talent where a brother is urging and he's greeting people and got the biggest smile, he's charismatic, and he and everybody sees him and says, I want to go to that church. What does he take? I want some of that. That's a charismatic person, a charismatic brother. He has that gift. And those are the kind of gifts we're talking about today. We're not talking about miraculous gifts because they're not, basically we don't need that because the word has been confirmed. It's completion. And we're talking in a different time from this time here. Paul is dealing with the Corinthian church. Okay? And that's what I don't want you to forget. The time who Paul is talking to and when these gifts was given. Amen, amen. That's the last we're going to say on this topic today, and we're so delighted that you joined us, and we hope that you keep your ears on tomorrow. This is getting good. We're getting some good meat here. Will you pray with me, please? Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom is here, thy will is in thine. Father, we thank you for allowing us to bring this program today. Father, we pray for all of our listeners, they be the light of others, the light. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen and amen. Love somebody.
Oh,
amen.
When we sing the message of the new Jerusalem, oh, we're going to sing. Yeah, we're going to sing. Our ever.